former DA leader Helen Ziller has emerged victorious after being elected as the new chairperson of the party's federal council following a fierce contest for the powerful position. The DA concluded its crucial two-day FEDCO meeting at the weekend, in which it discussed the party's report on organizational review, and it also finalized the election of James South's successor. South held the position for two decades. Now, Ziller went up against former Nelson Mandela Bay Mayor Ethel Trollope, former Deputy Chief Whip Mike Waters, and Deputy Federal Council Chairperson Thomas Walters. DA leader Musi Memani said in a statement that the election of a new chairperson of the Federal Council presented an opportunity for renewal and change for the DA, as he congratulated Ziller on her victory. To discuss these developments, we are joined on the line now by political analyst Dirk Kotze. Dirk, thank you so much for your time. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do we have any indication as to the margin of victory here? How close was it, or did Helen Ziller win by a landslide?
We don't have the official numbers, but apparently, and that's the reports that came from the meeting, is that it was a very close contest. So there wasn't necessarily, therefore, a very large majority for Helen Ziller, which is obviously an indication that there were serious differences of opinion about who the successor must be.
Now, what does this mean for Musi Memani? Realistically speaking, is this the beginning of the end? Whilst he says that he welcomes the new energy that Ziller will bring to the position, and Ziller says she'll stay in her lane and her role is to support him, this is all the public speak. In reality, if you look at the reasons that have been floating around in terms of why Helen Ziller decided at the 11th hour, literally, to throw her hat into the ring, it would seem like this is part of the broader initiative to take back control of the DA.
Yeah, what we heard yesterday is very much sort of what is supposed to be said. The way in which they have a division of work, the responsibility of the chair of the Federal Council, she articulated that quite well. I think, like many things in life, the test is when it comes to the practical implementation of it. And the main challenge for her is to make a transition from being the leader and to dealing with strictly policy matters, political matters, to a person who is now primarily dealing with more organizational matters. And what she has to do is to stand back and to leave the political and policy matters to a large extent to Musi Memani, to some extent to Ethel Trollope as the federal chairperson, and rather to deal with the internal workings of the DA. If she can manage to do that, then it can work. Then it can actually strengthen the Musi Memani. But if her instincts take over, and she, whenever there's a controversial or serious matter discussed in the DA, if she's going to go to Twitter or go and start to give her opinion on these political issues, then it sets the DA up for a type of a situation where, like the ANC says, there's two centers of power. And that will be hugely detrimental to Musi Maimane's future. But not only that, it will really create a new type of situation within the DA, which is, it's strictly speaking, untenable.
If we look at this review report, right, Tony Leon, a former leader, comes into the picture. And then you've got Ryan Kutsia, the former head strategist, coming back into the picture. Now you've got the former leader, Helen Ziller, coming back into the picture. What do you make of this criticism that the DA seems to be recycling old leaders?
Well, in the case of the panel, I think it was definitely meant to involve persons who are not actively involved at the moment. And that serves a good purpose, because otherwise they have a very direct interest in the situation. They want to protect their own interest in the situation. So this is quite an established practice. The same with the role that's been played by Galema Motlanthe in different capacities within the ANC, and also that our level panel that he chairs. So in that sense, it can be a sound principle. If they don't follow it up, and it is sort of a launching pad for them to become involved in the politics, beyond the investigation or the. So in that sense, I'm not so much concerned about their role. But the moment they start to use that now as a way in which they are going to become actively involved again in the DA, that will completely change the situation. With respect to Helen Zille's return, I think, despite the fact that she has been elected now, I think it is not necessarily the best decision because of the points that I've made earlier on. It is for a former leader to come back and in a much lower level, because many people think she's standing now next to Musi Maimane in terms of status within the DA, and that's definitely not the case. She's actually at the third tier within the DA. You have the federal leader, then the federal chairperson, who's Ethel Trollope, and then the chairperson of the federal council. So therefore, to be at a much lower status, to be much more of a backroom type of person, or role to play, that will be difficult for Helen Zille to do. And I'm not sure whether, if she's successful, to contain her involvement now to the level of the organizational matters, then it can become quite a good arrangement, because she has a lot of experience in terms of building up the party to the point where it is now. But then she, as I said, she must not be seen as a role model within the DA to try to push a certain view or certain ideological position, or try to say, well, I'm a role model for a certain constituency within the DA.
Now, where does all of this leave Ethel Trollope? He lost when he contested against Helen Zille initially. I think it was in 2007 for the leadership position of the DA. Then he lost his parliamentary leader position to Lindiwe Mazibuko. He became mayor of Port Elizabeth, lost that again to the UDM. Now he loses in this particular contest. How much of a blow is this for Ethel Trollope?
I think it is. It is definitely one. But at the same time, the role that he is playing in the DA now as federal chairperson is still a very senior position. So what we have now actually is it's an interesting situation where you have Musi Maimane, Ethel Trollope, and Helen Zille in the three top positions of the party. So it's not that he has been degraded, or that he has been, that it is in a sense a complete motion of no confidence in him. And I think what at the same time what it does is it diversifies the leadership in the sense that also different provinces are accommodated in the top leadership, which is, from a DA point of view, quite a good move for them.
Yeah.
In the past, there was too much of an over-concentration of persons from Gauteng and the Western Cape.
What do you think of Herman Mashaba? There's all the speculation that the press briefing that he called for today will result in his resignation.
Yes, this I think is the major consequence of yesterday's decision. It looks like there's a good indication that he will resign. And if that's the case, then that the year is definitely going to pay a very high price for this decision, because his position as mayor in Johannesburg is at this point in time and one of the key roles or key positions for the DA. The fact that they've lost the support of the EFF across the board, Tshwane, Nelson Mandela Bay, about everywhere in the country, means that their position in the metros are more uncertain than before. And if this is happening, over and above the changes in Tshwane, where Solomon Simanga also left, means that the DA's position in the metros are relatively, not unstable necessarily, but it is on a weak basis at the moment. And I think this will contribute largely or very much to complicate this matter so much more. So for the DA, it's a huge setback if he's going to resign.
Finally then, Dirk, what do you make of the call by Musi Maimane now for an early policy conference and an early election within the party for the position of leader?
Well, I think there's several contributing factors. The first, in terms of policy, and he's talking about that they want to have certainty before the next municipal election in about 2 years' time, is that with regard to policy, there's very much differences of opinions in the party. on issues specifically it relates to what they refer to as diversity matters. So it's about employment equity, about black economic empowerment, about the land issue, and several other matters. Indicative of that is the fact that the head of policy, Gwen Nguyenya, already resigned in January this year. She was more on the side of the classical liberalists. And so for them to go into a federal congress, they need to have a very strong recommendations or proposals about what is the policy direction. The federal congress, I think, is Muzi Maimane is going to use in order to receive a new mandate to go into the election period to say there were problems. Yes, we did not do well in my election, but I did receive a new mandate as leader from the congress. I think with that he will be in a much stronger position than where he is at the moment.
Right. That's as always. Thank you so much for your time and for the analysis. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.